You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Musician Arturo Sandoval is the protege of Dizzy Gillespie and a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sandoval is most famous for his jazz and Latin trumpet playing, but in this jazz perspective, producer Reese Ehrlich gets Sandoval to talk about how he composed music for 12 films, including his Grammy-nominated work on the Mambo Kings.
Backstage at Yoshi's Nightspot in Oakland, as his band got ready to play, I asked Sandoval about how writing for film differs from writing for a CD.
Oh, it's a completely different story, you know, and you have to be completely function of the film, you know. You have to be sure you read the script and you're familiar with the theme, you know, and everything, and when you watch the movie, be sure whatever you're doing is in function of enhance the film.
Sandoval talks a little about the process of scoring a film. He gets a script in advance, but the composer's job really starts after the film is complete.
The music, usually, most of the time, is the last scene in the process of it. When they wrap the movie, when they finish editing and everything, and then it's when you start working.
And how much time have they given you to compose the score?
You know, it all depends. It depends, but I always plenty of time because I do it fast.
When Duke Ellington wrote the music for the 1950s film Anatomy of a Murder, he had already written some of the tunes and played them during jazz performances, so he had a chance to try them out. But Arturo Sandoval works differently. Do you have ideas ahead of time?
No, I never did that. I watch the thing, and what that thing give me, I go from there. We sit down there with the director mainly, and maybe a producer, but mainly with the director, and then we watch the thing and we spot the whole movie and we take notes on the timing. And then I start to play samples, you know, ideas on the spot. I start to play. And I want to be sure the director, mainly the director, is agree with that and he like sometimes yes, sometimes done, and then I try something else until everybody is happy in the room.
Sandoval then collaborates with an orchestrator who takes the melodies, expands them for a studio orchestra, and writes the sheet music.
I prefer to use an orchestrator. I really do, yeah, because I don't have time to do that, and that consumes a lot of time, and that's not my forte, to be honest, you know. I recorded everything, by the way. The way I work, and I recorded everything, and then I give that to an orchestrator and they translate that into the, put it in paper for the musician to read.
And then do you conduct the orchestra when they're playing, or the group when they're playing, or does somebody else do it?
No, somebody else conducted that.
Actor Andy Garcia portrayed Sandoval in the biopic For Love or Country. It was also the first film Sandoval fully scored. He used both original tunes and classics, including a roaring rendition of Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca, now recognized as one of the greatest Latin jazz tunes.
Oh, Manteca was probably one of the first. It's nothing else than the Cuban conguero playing the congas and bebop on top of that. By the way, you know, the people who invent that style of music was Mario Bauza, Dizzy, and Chano Pozo. But they called that Afro-Cuban jazz. That name of Latin jazz, they came much, much later.
Sandoval continues to compose jazz tunes and score films, appreciating the needs of both. In films, the composer must write 20 or 30-second segments that heighten cinematic developments. I asked Sandoval if that becomes frustrating for someone used to composing the entire tune.
You have to go with the flow, and if you like that kind of job, this is what it is, and we cannot change it.
I'm Reese Erlich with a perspective on jazz.